Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
A vaccine that can protect against infection with the skin bacterium Staphylococcus aureus, which causes everything from wound and joint infections through to impetigo and pneumonia, has been announced by scientists in the US. Now, apart from increasing rates of antibiotic resistance, what makes staph infections hard to treat at the moment is that the microbes surround themselves with a slimy layer called a biofilm, and this protects them from the immune system and from antimicrobial drugs. To prevent the bugs from being able to do this in the first place, Jeanette Harrow looked at what proteins the bacteria produce when they infect, and she's turned those proteins into her vaccine.
Staphylococcus aureus is a bacteria that causes a lot of infectious disease in patients. And what this organism has the ability to do is form biofilms, which is a community of bacteria that adhere to either tissue or some sort of indwelling medical device placed in the patient. And when that happens, they're very difficult to treat with antibiotics. So what we sought to do was to develop a vaccine to give to people to potentially prevent them from getting a staph aureus infection.
Is the rationale for this then that one gives the vaccine before they would come into contact with the staph aureus and therefore they're protected so that the bacteria never get the chance to form one of these very resistant biofilms?
That's correct. So ideally what would happen is a patient that would be going in for an elective surgery would be a good candidate to have immunization with this sort of vaccine. And then that way, if there was any potential bacteria that was in the wound, they wouldn't get the infection.
How long does it take for the vaccine to have an effect in an individual? Because I could see that working if someone was planning some surgery sometime in advance. But obviously, many people who come into contact have a brush with Staph aureus. They might be, for instance, a trauma victim. They might have been run over or had some lacerations or something, and there wouldn't be time.
Absolutely. So typically, this would be most beneficial for someone who's having elective surgery because the response to an immunization takes about 14 days. That being said, there is a potential for a trauma victim to also have some benefit from this if they were given it immediately. But ideally, we are looking at elective surgeries.
And what's the nature of the protection? When you give the vaccine, what does it do to the person's immune system that mean they're protected where previously they weren't?
For our vaccine in particular, we have an antibody response to proteins that are produced when the bacteria are in a free-floating and also when they're in a biofilm form where they're growing as a community and they're protected in a slime matrix.
So how did you home in on these particular proteins as good targets for this particular therapy?
With this strain that we isolated out of a patient, we took that and we infected rabbits. And what we were looking for were proteins that were expressed during that infection and then picked those that could be recognized by antibodies that were produced during the infection.
Oh, clever. So you're looking at both what the bacteria produce and then asking what antibodies does the animal mount against it. So then you knew what the target was and what the response was. And then you could say that's what we're going to try and make the body make.
Correct. We also picked proteins that were expressed in many different types of Staphylococcus aureus strains.
And if this were a clinical situation, how much better would this be than going business as usual? At the moment, we try and treat these infections with antibiotics, don't we? So how much advantage would be conferred by vaccinating over gold standard therapy as it stands at the moment?
Potentially a lot. In the animal models, we're seeing about 2/3 of the animals are protected against the bacteria. We don't know how that's going to translate in humans for multiple different reasons. One of them is that when we do infection models in animals, we use a lot of bacteria. Obviously, in the clinic, patients wouldn't be exposed to that many bacteria. So we're hopeful that the vaccine will have a better protective advantage for patients.
How do you know, given that you picked your targets based on an infection in a rabbit, that a rabbit responds against Staph aureus in the same way that a human immune system would? Is there a possibility that the targets in a rabbit could be quite different?
There is a possibility the rabbit targets could be different. There is a lot of other evidence in the scientific literature that indicates that these proteins are expressed and that the human patients that are infected with Staph aureus do produce antibodies to those particular proteins. So there is evidence in the literature that these are proteins that are being recognized by the human immune response.
Which is very good news, and let's hope that she can get it into the clinic soon. That was Jeanette Harrow. She's at the University of Maryland, Baltimore, and the work was published in the journal Infection and Immunity.